We get on the road, and you know, I was still kind of worried. We put in the movie, and I completely forgot about it. So right when the movie's over, I get this horrible feeling. Like my seatbelt gets, I'm start freaking out about anything. My seatbelt's too tight. Like, you know, I'm breathing too hard. My heart's racing. I didn't know why. I was just like, you know, I told the guy, I was like, look, I need to get off the road. Like, I need to stop. Just like stand up, get some fresh air. And they're like, all right, fine. So we stop at a gas station. I get out, start walking around. I start thinking about it, and it's, I kind of start to realize, like, God was telling me he didn't want me to go on this trip, you know, just because there was nothing good was going to be, you know, had out of it. And I was just like, no, you know, like, we're already, like, almost in Louisiana. Like, just, I just need to calm down. And they started telling me, you know, just calm down, like, go to sleep, because it is, like, 3 in the morning. They're just like, go to sleep, like, you'll be fine. And I was like, yeah, you know what, you're right. So I get back in the car, and they're like, so how are you doing? And I just, immediately when I got back in the car, I was not feeling good. I was just like, you know, I'm not really doing good, but, you know, I'm going to be fine. Like, I'm just going to, like, go to sleep for a little while. And they're like, yeah, do that. So we get back on the road, and I try to fall asleep, and I can't. Like, I just, this horrible feeling, like, something bad's going to happen to me. Like, and I just couldn't get it out of my head. So I was like, all right, well, do you guys care if we put on another movie so I could kind of distract myself? It was basically so I could just kind of push down these thoughts of, like, God trying to talk to me. It was basically, you know, just I don't want to deal with this right now. You know, I'm on my way to spring break. Like God, like, this is not the time for you to, you know.
Do you normally hear God talking or anything like that, like this?
Nothing like this. This was powerful. It was really powerful. And so I was just like, you know, like not now, like why now? Like, I'm on my way to Alabama. So I pick up, I was like, guys, you care if I put in a movie just to get my mind off? And they were like, yeah, sure. So I start flipping through the movie booklet, and it goes from, there's these, like, happy-go-lucky movies. Like, I remember looking at, like, a Finding Nemo in there, and I just start flipping through it. And I come to one page, and every single DVD on the page has, like, fireballs on it. And one of them is, like, Apocalypse Now, like, all this horrible, horrible stuff. And I was just like, whoa, that's kind of weird. And so I turn the page, and every page I turned to, it just got worse and worse and more horrific. And I was just like, whoa. Like, so I dropped it down, and, like, all of a sudden it came to me. Like, this was a very, very real, like, what, like, image, vision in my head. And God gave me an ultimatum right then and there. It was either, you know, keep going to on this spring break trip to Alabama and die. I think I would have died. Like, I think something bad would have happened. Or turn your life over right now to Jesus. And I just looked up and I looked at everyone and I was just like, guys, Jesus is Lord. And it's weird. Like, they were looking at me like, who is this guy in the back of our car? Like, most of them didn't even know who I was. They were just like, who is this crazy guy? Like why did we let this guy come on this trip again? Like, and so I was just sitting there like, guys, like, I just had, like, the most amazing / ridiculous experience just happened to me. I was like, can we please just, like, stop? I'll pay for a hotel room for the night for everyone. Like, I don't care. I'll pay for the nicest hotel room. It doesn't matter. We just need to stop and get off the road. And they were like, no. Like, what are you talking about? No. Like, we're going to Alabama. I was like, all right, fine. Like, I got, like, kind of angry because they weren't listening to me. So I was just like, fine, look. Like, drop me off anywhere. I don't care where we are. Like, if we're in a bad part of town, good part of town, doesn't matter. Just drop me off. I'm going to get out. I'm going to get a hotel room. And they were finally like, all right. But they were still, like, even though they said all right, they were still kind of like, are you sure? Like, you want to go? And it was weird. It really felt like it was, like, the devil, like, working through them, like, trying to calm me down, like, get me to just keep going on this trip. It really felt like that. And it was just really crazy. And I was just like, yeah, like, I'm really sure I need to get out of this car. Like, y'all are all freaking me out right now. Because, like, I just, oh, man, it was weird. And so we eventually stop. I get out at a Best Western. And I'll kind of skip through most of the night. Because the entire night God was talking to me. He was talking to me through the TV, through anything, you know. He was talking to me. Like,
what do you mean, like, through the TV?
Well, it's
like
it's
an kinda, example.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll just go into it because I can't really explain it.
It just sounds weird to say he was talking to me through the TV.
Okay, well, I can't really explain it without really going into the full deal. So I got into the hotel room and I was just like, man, this has just been a weird night. Like, I just want to stop thinking about this. Like anything to get my mind off it. And so I put on TV and it was Oregon Arizona basketball game. I think it was like on FSN or something. So I start watching that and it becomes really clear that God does not want me to be watching this. Like, because I kept like having these doubts about like what I just experienced. Like, I didn't want to think about it. And so every time I had this doubt, like the instant a doubt would come into my mind, it was an Oregon home game. An instant, like a shred of doubt would come into my mind. Like, Arizona would like make a three or something, and the crowd would get silent, and you'd hear all this like ooh, like underneath the crowd. And then the second I started thinking about it, I was like, well, maybe like that was just like the most amazing thing I've ever said. Like, Jesus really is Lord. And like, I thought that, and right when I thought that, there was like an alley oop, and the guy slams it home, and the crowd goes wild. And I was just like, what is going on? So I changed the channel. I was like, all right, look, I need to stop watching this. This is all just too much. I couldn't handle it. It was like, this is too much to handle. So I change it, and then I come to like a Christian station, and there's a preacher on, and I started thinking about it. You know, it was good. I was accepting what had happened to me. I was just like, man, but this is just so wild. And I started thinking about it. I was like, how am I going to tell my friends? Because all my friends, you know, like, some of them I would have been partying with in Alabama right now. You know, others, I actually was supposed to go down to Galveston today, even if I hadn't gone to Alabama. And so I would be probably partying with them right now. And so I was just like, man, how am I going to tell my friends this? And the instant that I thought that, on the screen, on the bottom of the screen, it read, how to know who your true friends are. And it said, like, a true friend would, like, listen to you no matter what you tell them, and, like, would, like, always, you know, help you out in times of need. And I was just like, whoa, like, and it was still too much. It's just, I was just like, this is just ridiculous how, you know, how strong he's talking to me. And I don't know if it was after him, and there was two other preachers on that I watched, and it was the same thing, like with that doubt. Whenever I would doubt, the preachers on the screen would start screaming, like talking to me. I could hear God talking through them to me, like the exact words that they were saying. Like, I started doubting, and like there's this one big black like preacher on that was like yelling, and I start doubting, and he was just like, oh, I know you didn't. Like, I know you didn't, like, do that. I was like, what? I was just like, what? Like, what is going on? Like, it was just too much to handle. And then after one of them, like, the preacher ends, I think it was the one with the friend thing, because it wasn't, like, a preacher giving a speech in front of people. It was just kind of, like, talking to a TV audience. And after it got done, the screen got, like, blank. It wasn't, like, blank. There was, like, a background on it that you would think like an ad would come on, and then like this like glowing message just comes out, and it said, this message brought to you by the Almighty. And it just starts going like, oh, like coming out. I was just like, man, this is just wild. I was just like, I need to just go to sleep, stop thinking about this. This is just too much. And he would not let me go to sleep. Like, every time I tried to lay down, like, he would just like pop all these ideas in my mind. And I was just like, all right, this is just crazy. So I ended up calling him, and I talked to him for a long time just about what I was experiencing, just because I needed to tell someone. I couldn't just hold it in. I couldn't experience it by myself. It was just, you know, so powerful. I needed to tell someone. And I ended up, I was going to wait till the morning to call my mom to come pick me up, but I had this really strong feeling that I needed to call her. This was at like 5 in the morning, maybe 5:30. And I didn't know exactly what I was going to, I didn't know what I was going to say to her. I just had this strong feeling that I needed to call her. So I called her, and it's ringing and ringing. I don't know what I'm going to say. She picks up the phone, and like the words that came out of my mouth were, I was like, Mom, did you pray for me tonight? She was like, yeah. I was like, well, what'd you pray for? She was like, I prayed for your safety. I was like, Mom, your prayers have been answered. And then like I later found out that she'd been praying, because I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. Like I said, I'm probably switching my major. And so she'd been praying that I figure out what I want to do with my life, you know, where I want to go with it. And it's clear now that I'm supposed to be a witness to what God did through me and be a witness, you know, that Jesus Christ really did die on the cross for our sins, you know, and they are both very, very, very real, very powerful. And it's crazy, you know, because that is the last, you know, 4 nights ago when I'm on the road to Gulf Shores, Alabama, that's the last place that I ever thought that God would, you know, call me. And so my mom comes pick me up. I tell her the whole story, have a good talk with her about it, and I actually call one of her friends that was an atheist 3 years ago, and she's a born-again Christian. And I had a great talk with her. We get back to the house, and we just got back, and my mom's like, I'm going to go get some coffee. And my mom's boyfriend had just showed up. I went upstairs, and I immediately was going to get in the shower. I took off my shirt to get in the shower. I lifted up my shirt. I looked in. I saw in the mirror. In the mirror, I had a Christian fish symbol in white on my skin. And still kind of just like, wow. I ran downstairs because I wanted everyone to see it. I ran downstairs, and my mom was standing there. And I didn't tell her what it was. I was just like, Mom, look. Mom, look. I was freaking out. I was just like, Mom, look at this. She looks at me. Her eyes get bigger than I've ever seen before in her life. And she was like, John, that is a Christian fish symbol on your skin. I was just like, you see it. Like, you see it. I told you. Like, because I was trying to, I wasn't sure if she was believing me the entire time I was telling her all like this. A story like I was like that I got saved, and I was like, Mom, you see it, like I'm not crazy, like you see that I'm telling you the truth. And she was like, John, I see it. And her boyfriend was in the room, and he didn't know anything that had happened. He had literally just gotten there, and so I wanted everyone to see it. When she got done looking at it, I ran over to him. I was like, Steve, look. I looked down, and it's gone. Only the little tail end of it is there. And he couldn't see it. He didn't see it. And so here I am 4 days later, born again.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. It's been a pretty awesome 4 days. Just pretty, pretty amazing, amazing journey. I mean, the only thing I can tell you is that God is very real, and that if you just trust that, if you just put your faith and trust in Jesus and in what he did for us, that your eyes will be opened to a completely different world. Like, completely different. My eyes, I'm forever changed. It's crazy to think about how my mindset changed so dramatically in an 8-hour period, you know? It went from 10 o'clock that night when I thought we were going to be leaving for the trip to, you know, that next morning at 9 o'clock in the morning at my house. I had a completely different outlook on life. And it's just wild. Just amazing. I can think of any number of words to describe it. And it doesn't do it justice. I tell y'all, you know, like I said, I was where y'all were. So I'd say, you know, just never give up hope and faith that God is really there and he really does listen to your prayers. Because I had always been kind of spiritual, but it wasn't where I needed to be. And like I said, I always just kind of pushed it down with the next movie like I was looking for, or, you know, the next anything that I could distract my mind with, really. And I'm telling you, just for once, just listen. Just give it a shot, because, I mean, he'll respond if you listen. Definitely. I haven't even talked to a lot of my friends about it, so we'll see how that goes. But this thing, I don't care anymore. It doesn't worry me or bother me, because it doesn't matter, you know. If they choose to listen, great. If not, you know, that's fine. No sweat off my back. You know, I tried to tell them, you know. like I said, I should be in Gulf Shores, Alabama right now on the beach, you know, getting into trouble. And here I am at Campaigners Young Life talking to, you know, a group of senior Lamar kids. So, yeah, that's testament into itself just how powerful God really is.